Well, we went up north in Wisconsin, and I mean, we just started out by dialing, and to fill in the gaps, we did probably 15 door knocks and got maybe 5 more appointments. So, a lot of our sales came from door knocking too.
Wow, that is awesome. So, I was going to talk about door knocks because it's the extra. You do the extra stuff and you get the extra stuff. What do you say when you knock on their door?
Well, usually John goes up and does the door knocking, so I'll let him say that quick.
Yeah, John.
Usually, I bring the lead up to the door, and I say, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. We don't have anything on record that anybody got any information out to you. And they usually say, no, nobody's got a hold of us, or, we never answer our phone. And then I say, well, I'm on my way to an appointment. Can I get back to you tomorrow? And they usually say, yeah, that's fine.
Isn't that easy? Come on, gotta be harder than that.
The hard part is scheduling them into a route planner and actually going on the route.
Yeah, that route planner thing's pretty cool, right? Where is it, on MapQuest or Google Maps?
MapQuest, .com/ route planner, I think. And when I first started doing route planner, I would have, I'd write the letter down for what stop it is on the lead.
Yeah.
And when I first started doing it, my stack of leads had four different letters on every lead because I'd done it four times and never actually did it.
Really?
So by the time I actually did it, I realized how easy it was to fit into your day, just kind of going from appointment to appointment. So,
Talk about that more specific for people out there. Tell them about what Route Planner does.
well, when the way we do route planner is, when we have one or two appointments in an area, maybe it's in one county, I'll take all my leads, which are usually at that point are mostly RW leads,
Yeah.
and I'll copy and paste their address into Route Planner. And it's about 20 different addresses, all, 1 through 20. And I'll
Yeah.
just copy and paste it in there, and we will and then we'll set up, it'll designate letters for each one of those addresses, so A
Yeah.
through O or whatever it is. And if, my appointments are B, F and O, then I can grab all the other stops in between them, depending on what time of day those appointments are, and I can kind of stack those leads up in a logical order as I move from appointment to appointment. I can drop the door knocks in between.
Efficiently, like the route planner lets you go efficiently from address to address. It figures out the most efficient way to get from address to address, so you're not wasting gas, right?
Yeah, so when I have, 20 door knocks and, only 3 appointments, I can average, 4 to 5 miles per door knock, and that usually yields me about, and lately it's been crazy. It's been about, another 5 to 6 appointments for the next day.
Jeez.
So I mean, I really don't spend all that much time making dials because my door knock contacts and appointments have been so high.
Wow. You mean like contact to booking ratio? It's kind of like if you dial TLPs and you contact 30 people and you come up with 0 appointments, that's different when you're doing door knocks. You're right in front of them. You're converting a high amount of the face-to-face door knocks into appointments.
Yeah, we probably convert about 50 to 60% of our door knocks, our contacts, into an appointment for the next day.
Oh my gosh. What's funny is that we talk about booking one appointment an hour, for a new person. If you do enough dials, you're looking at one appointment an hour, and you're probably averaging better than that when you're going from home to home.
Yeah, and it's real nice for reworks because they can actually see what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah, as opposed to calling them, You know, you can show them. You know, people
right.
believe what they see, and they see their signature on this lead. It's like, oh, doggone it, I remember that. No one ever came out. No one ever called us. And that's what you're going to hear, because they don't remember anyone. I'm sure they got called like 3 or 4 times, but because they never picked their phone up, maybe they had one person call them they thought was a telemarketer. All those agents from an A, when it was an A lead, A1, AA, AAA, you know, they blew them off, and then all of a sudden you show up as an RW lead, which is a year-old or two-year-old lead, and you go up to their house. It's like, I remember from that. No one ever came. No one ever came to help us, you know, and there you go. You book it right there. That rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Good stuff.